Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT. May I have your zip code so I can see if you have an account with us, please?
47591.
No, it's 47941, correct, miss?
47591.
47591.
Correct.
Thank you, miss. May I have your first and last name, ma'am?
My name is Samara. I'm calling from a financial institution on behalf of Herbert Nowoski.
All right. Herbert Nowoski. And could I have that first and last name spelled, please?
Sure. Herbert is H, E as in Echo, R, B as in Boy, E as in Echo, R, T as in Tom. Last name, Nowasaki, is N as in November, O, W, A, S as in Sierra, K, I, E as in Echo.
All right. Herbert Nowoski. Give me one brief moment while I search for his account.
Thank you.
And now it's N as in Nancy, O W A S K I E.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right. Give me one more brief moment, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. All right, so I can't find an account with that name. I've tried the first, last name, zip code, and the phone number provided that I have for this phone number, and I haven't put them in an account. Would you be able to give me the last four and the first six in an attempt mm-hmm. to find their account?
Yeah, it's 5115.
5115 44.
And the last 8994.
Thank you, ma'am. Five 5115 44. Give me one brief moment while I search for this account. Yes, ma'am. I'm actually not pulling up anything for that card number either. Yes, the number on there, I'm guessing you're calling the number on the bank statement. That number, our number does get recycled from time to time, but there's no account for Herbert Nowoski that we have on file, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you looking and checking for me, okay?
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.